You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Bexar County commissioners are giving the San Antonio Spurs more flexibility to play a handful of home games outside the city. Commissioners on Monday approved an amendment to the Spurs' non-relocation agreement for the Frost Bank Center. The change allows the team to schedule 4 regular season home games in other markets, including Austin. Commissioner Rebecca Clay Flores says the amendment will help expand the Spurs' international brand.
It makes the Spurs bigger and makes more people want to come to San Antonio and spend their money. And so this is about more visibility. This is about marketing. This is about more branding. So I'm happy to support it.
Bexar County Judge Peter Sakai says the agreement helps expand the Spurs' fan base while maintaining the team's long-term commitment to San Antonio. And Bexar County commissioners also approved on Tuesday a $10 million investment to help renovate a historic building at Fort Sam Houston for the Defense Health Agency. The funding would help restore the South Beach Pavilion, where the agency plans to consolidate operations and bring up to 650 additional Defense Health Agency employees to San Antonio. County Judge Peter Sakai says the project could help offset recent losses at JBSA.
And there'll be medical positions, and presumably they will be high-paying positions. And so what we lost in the consolidation of Army North, Army South, I think we're regaining a significant amount of investment.
The county's investment will be matched by $10 million from the city of San Antonio and an expected $5 million in state funding. The project still requires federal approval before construction can begin. The League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, is calling for a federal investigation into the shooting of an unarmed man by ICE agents on Tuesday morning. Mexican immigrant Lorenzo Salgado Arrujo was shot in the abdomen and transported to a hospital where he later died. An ICE spokesperson says Arrujo was attempting to evade arrest and rammed an ICE law enforcement vehicle with his car. LULAC leaders dispute ICE's account of what happened. Here's LULAC President Roman Palomares.
This is not an isolated event. Across the nation, we have seen a pattern of ICE involvement in shootings and excessive use of force each time a family is left without answers and a community is left in fear.
The FBI is leading the investigation. A 20-year-old San Antonio mariachi musician detained by immigration authorities is expected to appear before an immigration judge today in Pearsall. Herbert Ibarra Castro was detained by ICE on June 25th after performing at a birthday party in China Grove. His attorney, Lance Cutright, told Ken's 5 TV that the case is about whether Ibarra Castro can stay in the country where he grew up.
He is in immigration custody, and he's fighting for his ability to stay in the United States.
Cutright says Ibarra Castro came to the U.S. when he was 4, graduated from Fox Tech High School, and is married to a U.S. citizen.
He has filed to regularize and get his green card the day before he got arrested.
ICE says Ibarra Castro is in the country without legal authorization. Today's hearing will determine whether he can be released while his immigration case proceeds and whether he can remain in the U.S. The Whitty Museum has been named Grand Marshal for the 45th Ford Holiday River Parade and Lighting Ceremony. Celia Randa reports.
The Whitty Museum is marking its 100th anniversary as this year's Grand Marshal of the Ford Holiday River Parade, with a special visit from Summer Santa Claus, who helped children deliver their Christmas letters months ahead of the holiday season. Whitty Museum President and CEO Michelle Cuellar Everidge said the recognition celebrates the museum's century-long connection to San Antonio.
For 100 years, the Whitty has belonged to this community. Since opening our doors in 1926, generations of families have come to the museum to explore, ask questions, make discoveries, and create memories together.
This year's parade will take place November 27th at 6 p.m. along the San Antonio River Walk. Reserved seating is available, and free viewing areas will also be offered along the route. I'm Celia Aranda in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.